Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on Audio.
Hello, and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to thank the WANT Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for playing us all over the place at all different times. But remember, you can only be with us live on the air on Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That call-in number, 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
And I'm thrilled. I love this.
Beautiful. So, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing just fine. I did some busy work for my classes.
And, oh, did you?
Yeah, and I hear that you've got some classes. And Susie, my daughter, has some classes.
I do, and they are really filling up fast. You know, I haven't heard from Sue today, but I know she said maybe there was one spot left. So if somebody was interested in filling up that spot, reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com and see if there's any space left as of today for the May groups. Your groups are full, Dr. Near groups are plumb full like a happy tick. So I'm going to check with our sweetie if we have any calls yet. And I will be checking in with some. Okay. Oh, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Well, there you are. Fine.
Yeah, so where else would I be if I have the opportunity to talk to you?
So, did you have a good date between now and then?
Well, I have a phone conversation coming up at 8 o'clock with somebody I wasn't sure if she was interested or not interested. She wanted to connect, and I reached out a couple times. But anyway, it sounds like we're going to talk today at 8 p.m. She might be a little, I know she's, and the other one that I have been going out with, she's still reluctant because, at least her sister had COVID, asymptomatic COVID for a bit, but still seems like that's been 2 or 3 weeks. And I don't know, I'm not exactly sure what's going on there, but our communication's still been nice. So no physical dates yet, and nobody I'm terribly excited about, but, we'll see what happens with the two of them.
You're doing the busy work of mating.
It's definitely not the exciting part. That's for sure. And I did finish off that subliminal book that you suggested. Oh, it was really good. I, in some ways, I thought it had a lot of very random stuff in it, but it definitely did. It did definitely talk about some interesting patterns, even that we share with, animals. I guess monkeys, and how mating patterns even with them are similar.
That's Mr. Mladenow.
Yes, and I saw he has another
name.
Book.
I'm glad. I like that book. And it does connect the conscious mind with the unconscious mind. And that means you're blended and literally being all that you were created to be if you're using all the parts that you're given.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people live in half of their parts. They're either all intellectual, no feelings, with no productivity. The blend of the two is the secret of being a good I, yourself.
Figuring out. I did have a dream that I wrote out and.
You want to read it?
Actually, I could, because I did write it out in a pretty good amount of detail. Yes, if you'd like to hear it, because it did come up with some stuff that has not happened in a while. So let's see, what did I do? I was in, initially in a dark room with big windows, with lots of green outside in
big windows. And you, it's sunlight?
There was sunlight outside, and there was lots of green outdoors, too. I guess sort of forest-like.
It was raining?
Not raining. Bright sunlight.
Oh, bright sunlight. Okay. Outside.
And then my ex-girlfriend of 12 years ago, who, man, I haven't even heard from her since then. What happened? I remember reaching out to her. And she looked better than she probably did in real life there. But I remember... And even when I was with her, it was like, wow, you know, when we were together, I think I saw her in a certain way that eventually went away. But I think if I'd seen her out on the street, I wouldn't have found her as attractive. But when we were together, I certainly did. Let's see. So it was more of like a glamorized version of her.
Maybe you were friends. Maybe you liked each other.
Certainly later on it got to that point. But again, I haven't had contact with her. Let me see here.
Did you have chemistry?
Yes. Not a ton, but yes. And okay. I noticed you. She was wearing a lot of red. She had like a, this outfit. I saw some video of some older guy, maybe in his 70s, but he was dressed very sharply, a lot of vintage clothing, like wearing red in a certain way that, was very, very fashion conscious. So I think the way she was dressed reminded me a bit of that. Let's see, what else was there?
Were you romantic with her? Did you
In the dream?
Did you make
no,
love?
I don't think so. When we were actually together?
Yes.
We definitely did. I mean, we were together a couple of years, so yes, we definitely had that.
For what reason are you not with her now?
Let's see. So we would have, and I don't think I was as good at being in. I think I was more passive back then. So when some arguments would happen, she would go on and on about them, and I would shut down, and they would just seem to last for hours and hours. And, so that wasn't for me. If anything, I probably stuck with her too long. Let me see what else is here.
What is the color red in the chakra world?
In the chakra? Oh, I don't know much about that.
Chakra. Okay. It's the tailbone. It's the end of the column. It's the sexual one. So this dream is telling me that you people did not build relationship chemistry.
We had some. I definitely had more with others, but we at least had a moderate level. It started in sort of a weird way. I think there was also a younger Asian woman who was in the dream too, and then there was something with some snacks of apples and little chocolates and
that's nurturing. Have you met a new woman?
Have I?
Have you met somebody recently that fills that design?
Not quite yet. Not somebody that I can be cherishing and nurturing with. Although I did meet, it was kind of more of a random thing, two younger Asian women a couple of months ago. They were just in my neighborhood, and I ended up showing them around a little bit. But, you know, a lot younger, not really for romantic stuff. So I suppose it reminded me a little bit of that. And, you know, they were, you know, we pretty much lost contact. But then
I was tweaked by the red color.
Yeah. Maybe, again, it probably goes along with the idea that she was looking better than I remember her looking, when we were together 12 years ago. It was, again, I definitely have dreams of women that are, you know, either women from my past that are more, you know, like a more glamorized version.
What I'm hearing is that what I've been saying to you is for you to be more masculine when you have been doing more.
I have been doing better at that, and I certainly have the opportunity to do that tonight with an older woman who I don't know. I really don't have a feel how masculine she is, but she definitely has done some things in the business world. The only other part of this dream is. Then there was kind of bright sunlight at the beginning, and then at the end it was I lost my car, near where I live on Sunset Boulevard, and it was dark, and I saw this other woman who was kind of spying on like the house across the street, and then what was at the end? There was one other thing at the. I'm trying to read what I wrote. I might not have too much.
When you dream of a woman, you're dreaming of the animus soul. So that woman was reminding you of a not too pleasant experience with a woman looking in windows or doing something that's not quite as a desirable. So
yeah.
have you had a negative experience with a woman?
My girlfriend before the last, she was very jealous. She had definitely been with some men who had cheated before, and I certainly never did. She was doing a lot of things. So, and I'm trying to remember the woman that I was thinking of earlier in the dream from, 10 plus years ago. I don't know. I don't think she accused me of cheating, but there was definitely some control stuff going on too. But she's. Yeah, if anything, I could say she cheated on me once, but not sexually. But she did go into a concert once with another guy because I didn't show up in time. I was like 10 minutes late, so she went in with this other guy. Man, that was quite a brouhaha, and I did not see her
still,
for a couple months after that.
It still impacted you, and you're telling me about it, but I'm happy that you're stimulating yourself sexually by dating.
Yeah, 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 I definitely want to see more happening, and there's still some people that are possibilities, but right, nobody that has really got my blood boiling yet, although some women definitely that have some positive qualities that I do find appealing. So again, it's still very much in the beginning getting to know people mode while still keeping my eyes open for what else is out there.
I'm happy that you're active. Action is a man's game. Passive, patient, and vulnerable is a woman's. But if you're passive, patient, and vulnerable, you have to have a man and a woman's body.
Yeah. And reading that your partner's book, I have a hard time finding passive, patient, and vulnerable, especially out here in Los Angeles. I know it's there, and I'll certainly continue looking. And I do like the idea of meeting people in person. I think that's empowering.
Great. Please keep calling and informing me on your activity, because it's positive and it goes back to your past, and you're finishing some games and you're starting the possibility of a new one.
Yes. That life script stuff is, Eric Byrne book, that was early in the pandemic. I read that, but yes, getting into those, you know, those patterns that we're very comfortable with and breaking out of it.
It's important. I'm glad. Good. So, congratulations for your growth and development.
All right. Thank you. And I appreciate you. I haven't written down a dream in a while, but I'm glad we were able to go over a little of it.
Good.
All right. Thanks again. I'll talk to you later.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. Live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Hi. One of the men that is dating me, we went on our second date 2 weeks ago, and he asked for sex, and I said no thank you. I said thank you, but that I don't feel comfortable unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship aiming towards marriage. And he said okay, and then I didn't hear from him for a week. And then he said that he wasn't sure that if we're compatible, since he wanted, and also I told him I wasn't comfortable leading because he wanted me to lead a few times, and so he said he didn't want to do all the leading, and that he doesn't wait for it. I hope you find what you're looking for. And then I heard from him a week later, and he said we should get together sometime, and I said I will love that, but I'm not comfortable having sex unless we're relationship. Are you going to accept that? And he said yes. I guess my question is, I don't like that he's vague, and I feel like he wants me to chase him. So
but
I'm kind
you
of
told him you weren't going to.
And yeah.
If he calls back, he's falling in love.
Right. I mean, he did message. He said that because I said I wish we were compatible, but you want sex for a relationship, but I'm not comfortable with that. And he said, I know, I understand that, and that he's willing to see me and accept that. But he said we should get together sometime. And then that was on Monday. Irritating. Like, I want somebody that follows up with me and says what they want and makes the date.
The problem is, when you want it your way, you basically, it turns them off.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, I haven't said that to him.
You what?
I haven't said that to him. I only said that I'm not comfortable leading, and I never initiate, and I never chase him. He always messages me.
Okay. But he's got 8 weeks to chase you.
Okay.
So
I guess I just get really impatient.
I want you not to want more, better, different love, affection, time, appreciate whatever he gives you and tell him so that he feels respected. Have you read my book?
Yes, I have.
Good.
Yes.
Have you been dating, flirting?
Yeah, I have three other men chasing me, and so since I haven't heard from them, I already made plans with two other men this weekend. So.
Well, then it's working for you because men test us women to see if we're men or mommy, and if we're mommy, they like free girlfriends, free visits, free houses, free sleepovers, but you end up mad.
Right. And he asked me if I had been on another date, and I said, yeah, I did, but I don't have a boyfriend yet, and I'm going to continue going on dates because I want a boyfriend.
Good, 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 good.
And he said, okay, I'm sure it won't be long. He's just very seductive. I feel like he's very seductive, and he's just, like, wanting me to chase him so bad, but I won't do it.
I think you're doing fine. Don't be surprised if he reaches out to you.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Are you dating other people?
Yeah, I'm dating two other men. And the other man he's really good. And he has a lot of money. And he's very masculine. And I like it.
And you respect him?
Yes, I do respect him.
And he's courting
on spring this weekend.
Okay. So you're an active hunter, and that's good because hunting as a woman is passive, patient, and very vulnerable.
Yeah.
So congratulations. I approve.
Okay. So just respond to the other guy and be nice.
I sense that you're more attracted to the passive-aggressive one.
Yes, I am. That's the problem. But I do like the other one, too, but I'm really attracted to the passive-aggressive one.
Do nothing. You can send him a ritual card at Thanksgiving.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye, caller. Thanks for calling. So cool. We're having so much fun. Here we go. All right. I think we've got one in the clue. Oh, there we go. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen. I got a question. There's this guy who I was seeing before. Unfortunately, he was married then, and his wife filed a divorce. So I gave him time to get that all settled. But in the meantime, he started seeing another girl. So I stopped at Lee after over a year. He contacted me again and very much wants to reconnect. And he said he recently found out that I'm a lawyer, because I never told him I was a lawyer before. And turns out that his divorce is still ongoing. He's still seeing the girl. He wouldn't admit it, but I saw proof that he's seeing the other girl. But I told him very clearly, I'm not here to, I'm never going to help you with your divorce. Because he told me, the only thing that's keeping you and me apart is my divorce. And I said, no, what's keeping us apart is that you've been seeing somebody else when we had the chance to be together. So he still kept contacting me. And so I finally asked him, what exactly is it that you want from me? And he got back to me and he said,
what he wants may be a mistress, but you don't have to be a sexual partner. If he's in the process of a divorce and he's told you that, you have the right to socialize with him, but don't sexualize with him. You'll bond to him, and that could take a while for you to get over.
Yes. But my problem too is I'm seeing him with the other girl, and that's very hurtful to me. And so, you know, I don't want to tell him, well, you got to choose between me and her, because it seems like by his actions, he's already choosing to be with her.
Well, he sounds like he's dating.
Dating? Is that what you said?
Dating. He's not committed to anybody.
What he says that he's not really with the girl, but you know, the other girl, I see her post a lot of their pictures together, and she, according to him, she makes it sound like they're still together when they're no longer are. So I don't really know what to believe, what I'm seeing versus what he's saying. But I understand what you're saying, Dr. Pat, that he's probably just dating, but he won't admit that to me.
Did he tell you he's not dating anybody?
He didn't say, I didn't ask him specifically if he was dating somebody. I just basically told him, look, I know you're seeing this other person based on what I've seen on the post from this girl. So I didn't ask him. I just told him what I think is going on with him.
But what makes you think that you have a right to be monogamous, continuous, and marriage bound now? He sounds like he's just dating you.
Or maybe he's not even...
Pardon?
Maybe he's not even really wanting to date me, since he knows that I already know that he's also seeing another person. So I'm kind of confused how to...
About what?
I don't know if I should continue, because what he said is he wants to be best friends with me. That's what he wants now. When I asked him specifically, what is it that you want? And he said he wants to be best friends with me, and I allow him.
That's called a friend with perks.
Yes. I want to.
That's not what you want. But that doesn't mean you can't socially date him to get to know him, because all divorces eventually come to an end. And by that time, you'll know him better, and he will know you better. So what is your madness? What are you angry at him for? Please tell me.
Okay, what I'm angry about is that when he had the chance to be with me when he was getting the divorce, I didn't know about the existence of the other girl. I only found out when I did see things for myself on social media. You know, I looked, he was seeing somebody else without telling me. And then when he is now full-blown into his divorce, he's with her more, because he chose her over me. That's where I'm kind of pissed off. He doesn't know anything about me. I know because I looked, but
what?
So I have. What I'm pissed off is that he's still treating me like a side chick. Now with the new girl that he's seen.
He's dating two women or more.
Yeah. There's something I don't know about.
You. He's not in a commitment with you.
Yeah. So I guess I should continue.
And you are dating other people too.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I haven't been. I've been changing. My mother's health took a turn for the worse. And so for the last over a year and a half now, I've been taking care of my mom. No time for any sort of dating whatsoever.
Okay.
And he has actually contacted me during that time wanting to get together, and I kept turning him down because I said, well, for one thing, the COVID thing, and I just did not have the time. So I guess I can't really fault him that we never got together.
Have you been on a date with him? Do you have chemistry for him?
Yes. I was seeing him when his divorce started.
Okay. Did you have intercourse with him?
Yes, unfortunately I did.
Okay, so you're bonded to him.
Yes, I am, very much so. Even after all that time has passed from not seeing him.
And bonding is a chemical event that can't be counseled away. It can take a while to get over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
I read parts of it. I think I need to go back and reread the whole thing.
Yeah, I would if I were you. I teach classes with five women in each. And last week, in one class, two girls were proposed to. My work is very successful, but it's very, very self-loving for women. When you become a free girlfriend or free sex partner, I'm afraid it stops him from falling in love with you. So would you be willing not to have intercourse, make love, unless you're his monogamous girlfriend?
Yes, I can do that.
Starting now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in anger because I feel like yelling at him.
Yes, because he's just being a man doing his sex thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't fall in love with women that are not self-loving. You were built to love yourself enough not to bond to a casual friend. Are you willing this week to be a Pat Allen girl?
Yes, I'd like to do that, Dr. Allen.
Okay.
And I'd like to find out more about the class that you have with the five women.
Please do. Look at my website.
Okay.
How you get on the waiting list for the groups is info@drpatallen.com via email to pop on that list and secure a place. Right now we're full for May, except for I think one spot maybe. And I could be wrong about that, but reach out.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. My boyfriend of about 1 year told me a couple of weeks ago that he can't reciprocate my feelings and that his love for me is only platonic. And I'm really confused because it seemed to come out of the blue.
No, what he's saying to you is, I'm not going to chase you sexually.
Okay, so for the last few weeks to a month before he said that, he told me that he wasn't interested in sex anymore either.
That's a wonderful come on.
It is.
I don't believe it, but it's a come on.
Really?
Are you attracted to him?
I'm very attracted to him.
Okay. Are you tempted to call him?
Yes.
Have you?
I haven't called him, but we have chatted online, yes.
Who called who?
I started it. I called him.
You were the man.
Oh, okay.
Do you want feel good to do?
I want to feel good to do good, I think.
Okay, that means you're passive, patient, and vulnerable to his calling you.
Okay.
What you're doing is you're following his nature as a man that says he doesn't want sex. Do you see?
Right.
But you do. You want it, and he knows it.
He does, yes.
Very intuitive. So are you willing to switch the roles and accept him as a duty date, that no expectation of being with him, but the point of total intimacy, which is sex or making love?
Yes.
Okay, because what you're doing is nursing him with your body.
Okay.
So he needs to have a weaning.
Okay.
But I
want
to
be
courteous. I'll tell you how you do that.
Okay.
You can listen. What, Kelly, what is it that she can do?
She can go to www.drpetallen.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you can listen to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communications absolutely free right now.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, not be mad at him. You made a mistake.
Okay.
We women, when they put their penis in my, you and I, women, when he puts his penis in your body, like a blowjob, like anal sex, like vaginal sex, it triggers your body into producing oxytocin, which binds you to his body. Nature wants people to make babies, so there's people on the planet. And what you're doing is you're loving him sexually, not yourself. If you want to be the man and chase men that want to be the women, you're doing it.
Oh, right. I didn't want to do that.
So are you willing this week to date him if he calls, to date whoever that you are willing to date?
Yes. See,
that you say to them, I have no problem not having sex. I just want to socialize and see if we have the makings of a relationship.
Okay.
So passive, patient, and vulnerable, so that he knows that it's going to be up to him to date you, chases the egg, right?
Right.
The egg is the biggest cell in the body, and the sperm is one of the smallest, but it's the most active. I want you to be passive, patient, and vulnerable to his manhood.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Pat. I appreciate it.
Good. Call us back and let us know.
Okay. I will.
yes. Please do, caller. Thanks for calling. Awesome. Okay.
Thanks.
I'm checking in with Sam and see what we've got shaking on the phone lines. All right. Okay. So we have, we have a direct message. Let me read it here. All right. Dr. Pat, I've listened to chemistry, compatibility, and communications. Thanks for having it on the website so we can listen. Can you speak to the types of people that go together? Peter Pan, Wendy, the monk, the nun, and the gold digger. Who goes with the gold digger? Okay, so that's the question, Dr. Pat. You got that?
Okay. When you've got various forms of relationships, but there are personality types which fit together. And one of them is Peter Pan with Wendy. Do you see?
Yes.
Then there's Sugar Daddy with the gold digger. They get women who want money to be with them.
Uh-huh.
Then you have, do you recognize that?
Very definitely.
So you date successful men.
Yes.
And are any of them really boyfriends?
No.
So you want to be a gold digger?
I see what you're saying. I don't think that defines me, but definitely I understand.
Okay.
So what about the monk and the nun?
Pardon?
They're asking about the monk and the nun.
I understand that. Money can buy a lot of things that are fun.
Right.
But you can't buy love. You can buy sex. Making
right.
love is not the same as having sex. Sex is often very passionate and very gratifying. But the problem is you can only eat chocolate so long before the cost in fat goes up. So
definitely
going, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you ever go with toy boys? Are you ever Wendy?
I was in my past.
Okay, but now what do you do? Are you just a gold digger?
Oh, no, I'm not a gold digger. Right now, I'm a narcissist.
You're what?
Right now, I'm a narcissist.
Okay.
Right now, I'm taking care of me. But our question from our Facebook person is it possible for a man, for my husband, to turn into a monk? He wasn't before. We had a good life. It seems to have been cut off. Can he turn into a monk? From a different
turning into one,
it's mm-hmm.
being mothered into him. Are you mothering him?
Let me see what our messenger says. She says, "I didn't think I was mothering him. He is 62, and I'm 64. So I'm assuming
so you are naturally." Off going off estrogen, and that allows the male hormones in your body to cause you to be more aggressive, assertive.
So it's possible that she didn't realize she was mothering him into monkhood.
I understand that. That's why she's calling.
Right. Well, she's actually messaging us. Yeah, she's listening live right now, but she's too shy to call, and he's in the other room.
Oh, I see. That's just fine. The truth of the matter is, I'm going to give the tools for having a man be a man.
Perfect, Dr. Pat.
A man is designed to give, protect, and cherish a woman who respects him. So my want for you is, number one, please don't teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him without making an appointment. When you play mother with him, he goes into...
Oh, we're having some technical problems tonight. We've lost Dr.
Hello?
Pat. But oh, there you are, Dr. Pat. Yeah. We're having some bumps tonight, but we're okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So please, number one, don't teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him without an appointment. Second, when you want to question him and you make an appointment, don't ask him what he feels unless he's puking or throwing up. Well, please always ask your husband what he thinks about what you feel, what he thinks.
Okay, we're hitting some turbulence, but hi, Dr. Pat, go ahead.
Okay, so be respectful, and if he does do something that you're irritated about, don't sound like a cranky mother. Tell him, I understand you have the freedom to do that and say that, but it's really painful for me to hear it. What do you think about setting an appointment with me when you want to criticize me for what I'm doing? I'm teachable.
Okay, I'm not sure what's... Go ahead, Dr.
I'm not touching the phone. I'm just
to do with you. I think it has to do with cellular service. And you know what? There's been a lot of problems with Verizon and some cellular carriers. I think while they're making the switch to 5G, it's just wonky. It's just been weird.
I will continue.
Yes.
In real life, this woman is raised to be with the man she respects, or her body doesn't lubricate. When a woman acts like a mother, she's being masculine, and if he likes it, he'll respond with, I like you doing these things for me, but you may not like doing them. So ask him what he thinks, not what he feels. When he does something that irritates you, tell him he has a right to do that, but it's uncomfortable. And you basically don't feel good about listening.
Okay, we're having some technical problems, and I apologize. We're going to get Dr. Pat back and see if we can get this rolling better. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi. What can I do?
You're okay, Dr. Pat. You go ahead and talk, and I'm working on this end to see if I can figure out just what's going on with the world. See if I can get this stabilize out. Sam and I are working on it, so you go ahead and talk.
All right. Anyway, men cannot cherish women who do not respect them enough to speak the way I'm teaching you. Now, if you have to call the police, a doctor, he hit you, or he's done something that you have to get a lawyer for, please do.
Okie dokie. Hi. You know what, Dr. Pat? We may have to figure out how you can broadcast from your tablet instead of your phone. Your phone's kind of old. We may be having problems with that. But you go ahead now. Sam and I are still working on it. So you go ahead and finish what you were saying.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
I know you are, Dr. Pat. You're amazing.
Okay. Good. So with that in mind, when a man asks you what you think, tell him what you feel, unless you're doing business and you and he are partners. But be sure you know when you're supposed to be a man and he's supposed to be a man, because that's when you have to know it so that you can talk.
Okay, I apologize, everybody. We're having some technical difficulties tonight. There you go, Dr. Pat. Continue.
Okay. All right. So, can you be a respected woman or a cherished woman?
Yeah, she actually mentioned that. She said she wants to be cherished. She wants her life to be like it was when they were first married, and he was much a man, and she was very feminine. And I think the gradual shift into her, you know, when you get past that age and the hormones change, she said she didn't really think she realized it was happening at all.
Has she read Getting to I Do?
She said she has, and that's actually how she found, a call into the show. She was reading Getting to I Do, and somebody said, oh, you know, Dr. Pat has a radio show. She said so she decided to call because she wanted to interact with you as best she could, considering the circumstances. She doesn't want to hurt her husband by him overhearing her, so that's why she's messaging us, which I appreciate that. So with that being said, she has read Getting to I Do. And she says she thinks she needs to read it again.
Okay. So with that in mind, she's got to change her language. I have another book, and it's called It's a Man's World in a Woman's Universe. And in that book, it has a section for I-ness, so that you know how to speak up for yourself. We-ness, that's in a relationship, and us-ness, which is a family. So I translate thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank, making money in a job. At a doctor's office, being healthy. And in every relationship that love participates in. Friends, family, love. Because that's when you have an opportunity to be nurturing and negotiating with love, or you become critical, or you become a mother rescuing, or you become Smith's child, Elliot's child. These are the scripts in transactional analysis that I teach people if they can stay on the phone.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. So, Dr. Pat,
what?
One of our people is messaging in that she would like to understand how the script appointment works with you. Will you explain that?
With what?
Your script appointment, how the script appointment works. She's inquiring how that goes.
Okay. How does she do what does she want to do?
Well, she's thinking of doing a live script with you, and she wants to understand how that live script appointment works.
Okay. A live script, there's a book called Scripts People Live by Claude Steiner, if she's interested in reading anything about scripts. But scripts are what you are taught by your family, your culture, your church, your political organizations. One of the first lessons a human does.
We are having some problems tonight, but if you guys want to call in, we may have to end up. Hi, Dr. Pat. Okay, go ahead.
So, does Sam know what's wrong?
We're thinking it's a cellular thing, meaning that, you know, that your little iPhone is pretty old. So, that may be it. I'm probably going to talk to Bobby and see if we can get it done on the tablet next week. But for tonight, we're going to see if we can push through. I want to remind everybody it's 323-203-0815. Dial in and get your question to Dr. Pat. We think we have we've got that corrected there. So that's what's going on, Dr. Pat. We're just having some internet and technical problems, and we're going to try to overcome it. We'll try to push through, and if it keeps going on, we may have.
If she calls and talks mm-hmm. to me, I can answer her questions better than what we're doing.
You know, sometimes we get some shy people, and they're concerned about being live on the air. So that's why we take some of our Facebook questions, because we have them reaching out. And we love our Facebook audience. We love them. They're great. So we want to keep them with us, listening to our show. And maybe they'll get up the courage to call in. That would be great. So, but we are, we're going to hope we can overcome this technical issue tonight and see if we can make it through.
But okay. You continue to be able to talk on the phone.
Yes, Dr. Pat, I do. I'm not getting disconnected. That's why I'm thinking it could be an issue with your iPhone, because it's a little bit on the old side, and so it doesn't have some of the new technology and stability. As phones get older, they kind of sunset them out, and they don't work as well with some of the new technology that's happening. So it drops calls more often than it does with some of the newer iPhones. So,
do you have any questions that you've collected?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. I have a young woman here who says, when you write a hi bye letter, when you're writing it to somebody who isn't an intimate partner, for example, your sister or your aunt or someone of that nature, how do you do that? Obviously it's the five paragraphs, but how do they change with respect to, say, writing a hi bye letter to your sister?
Hi letters I created a couple years ago when either you made a mistake and they pushed you away, or they made a mistake and left you and you missed them, it's four paragraphs that overview the relationship and one paragraph that offers some form of bridge. So let's go through it.
So okay.
This is a young woman, but you don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, she's 22. She's 22.
A problem with her sister.
Yes, her sister is older. 22, her sister's 27.
Okay. So the first paragraph is everything you used to be grateful for in the relationship, as much as you can think. The first paragraph, stroke the good part of the relationship. The second
okay.
paragraph is the pain of the emptiness between you if you're not seeing each other. Describe
they
the
are
pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The third paragraph is if you're a woman, what you don't want, I want to lose you. If you're a man, you say what you want. I want us to get back together. I don't want you to leave, or I don't
mm-hmm.
want to leave.
Okay.
So the third and the fourth paragraph are what you want and what you don't want. Three is want and for a man. And don't want is for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say the fifth paragraph is I appreciate you reading this letter and maybe accepting my apology or coming back to date me because you made a mistake when you left.
We are having a hard time tonight with Dr. Pat. Keeping her stable on the phone.
Hello.
We're working on it. Hi, Dr. Pat. Go ahead.
Anyway, the last paragraph is basically you have the right to make your decision, and I would appreciate your response so that I know where the standing is.
Right, right. So she could write that to her sister. That thing could still in, maybe, you know. I love the high-by letter. I write them a lot.
Pardon?
I write the high-by letter a lot. I don't always send them. A lot of times I write them for therapeutic reasons. And then I make a decision on whether or not I actually want to build the bridge. And but I use
That's
your format.
Right.
Yeah, I use your format, high-by letter, really when I'm hurt or frustrated or upset or angry, because I combine it with what my grandmother said, which was, you know what, think about it when you're angry, when you're very angry, count 10, when you're super angry, count 100, and then go to your room for a while before you say anything. You can't unring a bell. So I do that. I use your letters. They're very therapeutic, and I use them self-therapy.
And you can get me on the phone and run it by me.
I know, which is one of the greatest appointments that Sue has created, the high by letter critique. It's so amazing. You can reach out to Sue at info@drpatallen.com to book one of those appointments. It's 15 minutes to read your high by letter to Dr. Pat and to have her critique it. And a lot of times she just takes that letter and makes it so much better and cleans it up to where you're just like, oh man, this is perfect. Perfect. I love it. So
is anybody on the phone to call?
We are not having a phone call thing right now. No, what's no respect? Hopefully calling in. We've had some technical problems tonight, so we're going to see how it goes. It's 323-203-0815 to get in the hot seat live with Dr. Allen. And I am going to see what else we've got shaken with our Facebook crew.
Yes.
Okay. She says, can you explain speaking to my son who is turning 8 this year, how it changes from him being a boy to a young man at the 8-year-old period? His birthday's in 3 weeks.
You use the tools that I gave you and what he thinks. Offer to say to him, what can I do to help you and I do better? If he's really emotional, then you can say, what can I do to help you and I feel better? A mother is a really
okay, folks. We are really having a hard time stabilizing tonight. So hang in there for a minute. I'm going to see if we can. Hi, Dr. Pat. Go ahead.
A boy needs to be respected by a mother figure by the time he's 11. Whether we didn't have a problem with making happy juice dopamine from 13 to 18, so they sometimes act like teenagers. Now we know why. So Dr. Dan Siegel, has written a book called Brainstorms for Teenagers, and he's also written a book called Parenting from the Inside Out. The soul of a man is the anima. Men are very sensitive inside. Women, their soul, animus, is very strong. But if they're not careful, it comes too massive.
Okay, folks, we are having a really hard time stabilizing Dr. Pat, but we're going to get her back.
Negotiate with him. Ask him what he thinks more than you ask him what he feels. Ask him what you can do to help you and he do better. Negotiate deals with him. Not intimidate him, not seduce him with guilt and shame. So that's what I want to help you with.
Well, she appreciates that, Dr. Pat. She definitely does.
Okay.
We have a young couple that have recently become engaged. She was using your tools to do so, but she senses that her fiance is getting cold feet the closer they approach to the wedding date. How can she determine that or discuss it with him? And I'm going to say, you were going to say, use the tool. So can you give her the tool, Dr.
Validation.
Pat?
Pardon?
Yeah, I was just saying, can you give her the tool?
The tool for an unspoken negative feeling on the part of your partner can be brought to the surface by saying, I sense by your not talking, I believe by the way you're looking at me, I think that by you moving away in this room, that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes or no? And if he says, I don't want to talk about it, you say, that totally nails it. You are upset. What can I do?
Okay, folks, we're having a lot of technical problems. I'm going to let Dr. Pat finish this when we get her back.
I'm here.
All right, Dr. Pat, go ahead and finish.
I don't know where I ended. Where was I at?
I don't know. This is very distracting. And we may actually wrap up tonight and try to figure out if we can get a solution for what's going on with our show. It's quite distracting to have it you dropping, you know. Let's see what Sam at the switchboard has to say really quick. Let's check in with him. Okay.
So can we try to use the tablet?
Yeah, we're going to use the tablet.
The cell phone?
Yeah, we're going to use the tablet next week. I'm going to talk to Bobby and see if her and I can work together to get that set up for you for next week. But until then, We're gonna wrap up for tonight because it's
my phone is working fine with you on the phone.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Dr. Pat. Just sure. Why don't you tell us what you have to say before you go tonight, and then I'll get with Bobby tomorrow afternoon, or I'll buzz her on Saturday, see if we can get something set up because your tablet's super stable and much newer. So let's do that.
Do you see you talked for quite a few minutes right now?
Yes. Yes, I know.
And I hear you clearly.
Oh, it's not the sound. Your sound is beautiful. You sound beautiful. You sound terrific. It's not that at all. I don't believe it's your equipment other than I think your phone is a little bit older and there's just some weird glitch out in the universe that's just knocking you offline. But it doesn't happen to you on the tablet when we do groups. And so I'm thinking,
whatever you can do, please do it.
I will, Dr. Pat. I will definitely do it. So, yeah, let's do that. What do you have to say before we go, Dr. Pat?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is to make and keep agreements.
100%. Hey, everyone, we love you. Thanks for hanging in with us with our technical problem. We are going to get it solved quite aggressively. So tune in with us next week. Call in with us next week. Follow us on Facebook. Sign up for the newsletter, www.drpatallen.com, and reach out via email for a script appointment, for a hi-bye letter critique, and to get on the waiting list and sign up for our groups. The One Institute brings us here to be with you each and every Thursday live, and LA Talk Radio plays us all over the place. check out our archives at latalkradio.com, Empowered Communications, Dr. Pat Allen. We will be back next week, and we will be stable. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.